Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, Thanksgiving week version of it. And our show is brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL with a Turkey Day no-brainer. New customers can bet just $1 on any Thanksgiving NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's really a no-brainer. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I'm Jim Galante. He's Thomas Frank Carr. T. Frank, happy Thanksgiving week to you, sir.
Happy Thanksgiving week to you as well. Happy to be here and thankful for doing the show this year. You know, I know we only have a couple minutes here every week, but just want to take one or two to say thank you to you for the opportunity to do the show. I've enjoyed it thoroughly, and it was a big part of my last year, so thanks.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Right back at you. You've been a great addition to the show. Absolutely great, and I judge that on listener response. So many great things that we've heard, T. Frank, from folks who enjoy your analysis, which, by the way, we will put to the test today. So after that buildup, don't screw up, all right?
I'll do my best. I had my coffee. We're good to go.
All right. Sounds good. First, I want to make one announcement. We're recording the show on Tuesday this week. Prior to any James Franklin press conference, prior to any meeting of the compensation board, committee of the board. So we don't know what the end result was. You folks probably know more than we do as you're listening to this. So if you're wondering why we're not talking about it, that's why. We don't know the answer. But we do have a ball game to talk about from last weekend, T. Frank. Penn State, final home game of the season, 28-0 shutout. And the game, it was about overcoming the flu bug that ran through the team. A lot of young players needed to step up, got their opportunity. Let's start with the obvious. Sean Clifford gave it a try, couldn't do it. In walks true freshman Christian Vaiu. End result was 4 touchdowns. To the untrained eye, looked like a pretty good performance. What did you see, though, watching the tape?
Well, it was. You know, you never want to start with the nitpicking because all of the things that you saw on film are good. It's just whether you overstate those things or not. So the biggest thing to me that I noticed right away is his command of the offense was very good. For a true freshman, and I know that people want to say, well, it's been 11 weeks. It's been only 11 weeks of his college football career. Yes, he has the offseason. He was an early enrollee. But this is a hard game to learn, and that's what I've been trying to remind people all week, is that what he did is really good, and it's at the earliest stages of when I think it's reasonable to expect him to be able to do these things. As a guy that battled from the third-string quarterback to the second-string quarterback and wasn't getting as many starting reps as any of the other guys. So, having command of the huddle, knowing what he's doing, and then executing it with confidence, those are all huge pluses that I think are a really great baseline to start with. And then when you go to his actual performance during the play, especially against man coverage, he was very good. Accurate, delivered the ball from multiple platforms. That was something I saw on his college or his high school film, was that he's a good mobile quarterback in the sense of he's a good scrambler to throw the ball from off-platform throws, down the field from not multiple arm angles necessarily, but from multiple situations, under pressure, that kind of stuff. All that showed up, that translated to his college football game. That doesn't always happen. So those things were huge positives. And then being able to read simple coverages, he did all of that really well.
Did he... Was the offense adjusted for him? I know going into the game, they thought they may even end up with a walk-on quarterback. Do you think Yursich adapted to him?
I think they adapted the offense to be pretty basic. in general, you know, from the run game to the pass game. It had to be general enough that anyone could run it. But I didn't see anything that they weren't doing. I'll say this. I didn't see anything that was like, oh, that's really basic. The running game maybe is the one area with the offensive line shuffle and not having some of your guys in there. They still did enough man versus zone blocking to keep it more unpredictable, but they were pretty standard inside zones, pretty standard power plays. I didn't see any big wrinkles this week. So general, yes, but I wouldn't say limited. I don't think that would be the right way to put it, because they still threw the ball down the field. They still had some big plays. And it wasn't just busted coverages from Rutgers. So they were doing enough things to threaten that team.
You mentioned offensive line. Let's go there. Landon Tengwall, true freshman, getting his first play, and he was in there at left tackle most of the game. What did you see from him?
I was really impressed. And again, like Veiu, the moment wasn't too big for him. And another mature, he was a very mature football player from his film. And both of these guys didn't play their senior year. So this is their first true game rep since 2019. And I did a show on him yesterday earlier this week, because I was so impressed by his just base level play. Didn't make mistakes against a team that was stunting and blitzing and trying to take advantage of a guy playing in his first game and a reshuffled offensive line in general. And, you know, for the most part, they did a good job keeping Veiu clean. And he was a big part of that. On top of the fact that when I watched him in practice on Wednesday, he was playing right tackle. So, you know, he was getting individual reps during our availability period in a right-handed stance. So whatever that means, whether he's cross-training the whole time, he certainly wasn't training specifically and only at left tackle this year. So that to me was also really impressive of the moment they put him in and the position. So all of those things. And then he made positive strides in the ground game. He made a tangible difference in certain schemes and certain situations. It wasn't all perfect. It wasn't all clean, but it was a really, really good starting point where your eyes and your feet are all married together, and his technique is good. All of those things, again, that I saw on film in high school, he progressed since then. So those are all super positive things from Tengwall.
When you're an offensive lineman, the greatest thing you could have happen to you during the game is your name never mentioned. And that was pretty much the case. There was never, oh, Tengwall got beat, or a flag on him. So it seemed like he did a pretty good job. Last question.
Just quickly on that, too. Sorry, just quickly into, didn't it look like the run game was a bit easier? Didn't it look like there were a little more running room than you might think? Both of the tackles were doing a good job in the run game.
Which is surprising, because you had two new guys. It was Effner on the other side, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
And you had, coming into the season, you thought you were good at the tackles with the bookends of Rasheed Walker and Caden Wallace, which kind of leads to the next question. They had performed so poorly, and you had the issue at quarterback, you know, during the Iowa game and the Illinois game. As a fan, I'm saying, how come we didn't see Veiu during the Iowa and Illinois games, and how come we haven't seen Tengwall earlier in the season?
So, a true freshman offensive lineman, think back to Will Fries and Michael Mennett. James Franklin does not play true freshman offensive linemen. He tries to keep them off the field so they have time to physically and mentally develop. Outside of quarterback, offensive line is the hardest position to learn technically, to do it right. Now, Tengwall is a really good football player that's advanced in those technical abilities, but he's still a true freshman, and they probably didn't feel super confident about putting him out there against a better team. Rutgers is not a good defense. They don't have any threatening athletes. They don't have any threatening scheme necessarily. They're pretty standard as far as baseline poor defensive line. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to describe what they are. So that's a better situation to put Landon Tengwall in rather than against the number two team in the country. I will give you more that he looked more ready. The other half of what Christian Veiu was on Saturday was he was winning through a lot of busted coverages. So if you play cover zero, meaning no safety help, kamikaze blitz, and then you one of your corners plays zone, that's how you get a 67-yard touchdown to Malik Mega. That's not a scheme that exists. You don't play zone zero. It's not a thing. So that's a pretty easy thing that made him look better than I think necessarily the read was. Now, he found the open guy. He was under pressure. He threw off his back foot. It was an easy completion, but he completed it. The other touchdown to Parker Washington, I still don't know how to feel about because that throw was inside towards the defensive back. Any other defensive back, that might be an interception, but in that situation, he put the ball up and let Parker Washington go get it. So you give him credit for that. The first touchdown he threw was great, but it was against man coverage, and that's what Rutgers ran the whole day. Anytime they threw some zone at him, he threw the ball to the other team. There was the one play where the safety got his hands on it and the other one where he threw into triple coverage and Jahan Dotson lost the ball because the linebacker dropped in front of him. And I'm not saying that it was a terrible day, and I'm not trying to take away, but if you put Christian Veyu in against one of the best zone defenses in the country, I don't know what the answer is there. And I'm talking about Iowa. It's an entirely different game plan. It's an entirely different situation. And Rutgers was doing things that was giving him the opportunity to look good. And he looked good. Had they done something different, I don't know the outcome because we've seen 24 passes. And to retroactively apply what he did on Saturday to 6 weeks ago for a true freshman learning football, I think that's a little bit unfair. Now, would he false start the offense six times in a row? That's the part we have a conversation about. He looked like he'd be able to command the offense a little better than Roberson.
All right. Real quick in the last minute we have, you alluded to Omega's touchdown, which was a broken coverage. There was also Tyler Warren at tight end who made a great catch. Overall evaluation of those two guys.
Well, Tyler Warren, I thought, was pretty standard as far as how well he's played this year. That was a great catch. He's done that a bunch of times. So I don't feel like I learned anything new about Tyler Warren other than if you give him more opportunities, he'll make more plays like that. The separation on the play wasn't good, so if we're talking about him as a receiver, but then his ability to go up and get the football and make that play was phenomenal. And who was the other guy you asked me about?
Malik Mega. I know there was the broken play for the touchdown,
good.
But we've seen more of him over the last couple of weeks.
I want to see him do it a little more. I don't want to get excited like I did when I saw Daniel George go for a touchdown against Akron. That's really where I'm hedging my bets there with Mega, but I've been intrigued with him since he signed with Penn State.
All right, very good, T. Frank. That's going to be it for quarter number one. In quarter number two, we're going to look forward to Michigan State. Stay tuned for that.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has a Turkey Day no-brainer. New customers can bet just $1 on any Thanksgiving NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.